Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Tanner Beamer of NCBA. We're talking about their 75% plan to increase negotiated cash trade in just a moment.
Bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, doesn't have to knock the wind out of your operation. The challenge is real, but so is Elanco's growing BRD portfolio. With Elanco, you can choose from multiple modes of action to help you and your herd breathe easier. For more than 40 years, Elanco has been committed to delivering flexible, future-looking solutions for BRD and other tough challenges. We're dedicated to ensuring our solutions always help you handle whatever you're up against. Our growing portfolio of products for the prevention, control, and treatment of BRD allows you to select the right solution to help keep your herd healthy and productive. It's right for cattle and right by you. Breathe easier. Ask your herd health veterinarian or sales rep about Elanco BRD Solutions. Elanco is a trademark of Elanco or its affiliates.
In August of 2020, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's Live Cattle Marketing Committee came together and put together what ended up being the 75% plan, a plan that is exploring ways to increase the use of negotiated cash trade. The plan tests whether or not the industry can resolve the issue of low volumes of negotiated cash trade in a voluntary, industry-led manner, not a government mandate. We've got two quarters of the 75% now under our belt. NCBA's Tanner Beamer gives us a little more detail about the 75% plan and the two aspects to that plan, the producer side and the packer side.
That's called the 75% plan because we took the existing research that shows the number of cattle that must be traded on a negotiated basis per region to have robust price discovery. And given that we need to make some substantial progress to get to that robust number, we wanted to start out with some realistic benchmarks, so we said we'll do 75% of that. We evaluate that through two different lenses. There's the producer side, which we monitor the volume of cattle that are traded on a negotiated basis in each region. And every week they have to hit a certain number. And they have to do that no less than 75% of the reporting weeks in a quarter. We also evaluate packer participation from the procurement side in that negotiated trade. There's triggers assigned to each of those, and if we don't meet those thresholds, then we trip triggers, and if we trip enough minor triggers, we trip a major trigger, and if we trip enough major triggers, then we go pursue a legislative or regulatory solution to this issue. We did not have a packer silo completed until very recently, so the first two quarters we just analyzed that negotiated volume.
But very quickly, when that third quarter data comes out, we'll have for the first time a look at some packer participation numbers as well.
And now we have a packer participation silo as well to analyze their participation in that negotiated trade, make sure that the onus is not just on the cattle feeder to sell negotiated, it also lies with the packer to buy negotiated.
The packer numbers will actually be seen by a third party, Dr. Stephen Koons of Colorado State University.
After a lot of different attempts and a lot of different tries to make that happen, we actually ended up utilizing Dr. Koontz as a neutral third party. The packers will voluntarily transmit their procurement information to him. He will analyze it against our framework and then report back to us whether or not triggers were tripped under our framework. At no time will we ever see the packer data ourselves because that would be, again, a confidentiality issue. But utilizing that third party will give us the information on whether or not triggers were tripped.
This confidentiality issue is a big problem. I mean, obviously the conversation's been, if we can get a renewal of the Livestock Market Reporting Act, that's something a lot of folks have said, hey, could we somehow change that?
Yeah, I mean, confidentiality is one of the larger barriers to full market transparency. I mean, that 370-20 rule is important because it also safeguards the packers from, you know, their competitors getting a hold of their procurement information and being able to get a competitive advantage. But it also withholds information. If we don't pass muster, and Colorado is the region where this is the most abundant, because I'd say only about 60% of the time, on average, they're reporting information because they just can't pass confidentiality. That's valuable market information that feeds into the system. And when we talk about price discovery, we need to have as much of a sample size as we can. And so confidentiality really does come into play, and we're working on ways to try and tweak that so that it does what it needs to protect confidential business information, but does so without reducing the reporting instances of that critical information.
NCBA's Tanner Beamer on the industry plan to improve price discovery voluntarily. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2021 annual female production sale, Saturday, October 9th at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma, featuring 75 registered Angus and Simmental lots, including spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall calving cows, most with calves at the side, and springbred heifers with fall yearling heifers. For more information or download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.